Chapter 5. Tireder Than You Think.
Another day of wading, swimming, and thinking brought the wet and weary travelers within sight of a tall ship dock that extended far out to sea in the moonlight. And on the top of that ship dock was a small booth beneath a large sign reading, Tickets to Destiny. Here, even as they approached the shore, the sea bottom began to slope downward. Soon the water was too deep for wading, so the lawyer began to swim. But two nights and a day of walking had diminished his stamina more than he knew, and soon intellect was struggling to stay afloat. Just as he was nearing the end of his strength, a small raft quietly floated up next to him, and a 12-year-old boy said,
"Hold on to the raft and I'll tow you to shore."
The lawyer smiled weakly and nodded gratefully, gasping in near exhaustion as the boy lifted the beagles from the water and set them dripping on his homemade raft. The beagles, shaking themselves as dogs often do, sent droplets of water flying in every direction. Having never seen dogs do this, dogs didn't swim in his part of the world, the boy began laughing deliriously, and without warning, he fell over backward into the water. The lawyer, fully expecting him to come bobbing to the surface, as young boys always do, became alarmed when this particular boy did not. Taking a deep gulp of air, the lawyer raised his heels to the stars and began sweeping the sea bottom with his arms. Finally making contact with one of the boy's flailing arms, he seized it, flipped over, planted his feet on the seafloor, and pushed towards the surface. When his face found air, the lawyer thrust the young lad into it, heard him take a huge gulp of air, and knew that everything was going to be all right